listening to All Independent Radio on NEIALive.com, broadcasting from Brookline, Boston.
Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
Are you crazy about music? All kinds of music, from punk to funk and rock to schlock. Well, not too much schlock. You can hear just about anything on Radio Obsession. Sundays from 10 to noon Eastern Standard Time on NEIALive.com. Freak out in a moon age daydream.
I'm
Good morning and welcome to Radio Obsession. It is Sunday, March 28th, 2010, and we are doing a tribute show today. So the music that you will be hearing will be by musical genius Mark Linkous. It'll be by him or by people connected with him or involving him. He sadly committed suicide at the beginning of this month, and you know, we don't understand what makes people get to that point where they feel that things are so bad they have to take a decision to go and do something dramatic like that. It's unfortunate, especially when it's somebody like Mark Linkous, who has been, you know, struggling very publicly through pain, creating beautiful music that helps people. And if you kind of look at the... I was doing a little research for this show today. I was looking through the blogosphere a little bit, and the comments are... they're sort of run the gamut, but there are two extremes. One is Mark Linkous from Sparkle Horse. Who's that? Or other people say, wow, Mark Linkous, his music helped me through so much. I feel his pain, that kind of thing. So anyway, if you don't know about Mark Linkous, I hope you will listen and learn and enjoy. Get to know somebody who was really great and contributed a lot to the music world in the past couple of decades. And if you do enjoy Mark Linkous, I hope you'll enjoy the tribute. And if you want to call and comment, you can call the station, 277-877-8616. 617-277-8616 is our phone number. We are webcasting to the world from All Independent Radio at NEIALive.com, and you can also find us on iTunes. If you have the iPhone app, you can take us with you wherever you go, and you can find us under iTunes College Radio. Look for All Independent Radio. And the first song we heard in the set was actually something that's from a sort of faded album of works by, it was a collaboration between Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse, who are two sort of, two of the most quote-unquote inspired artists making music today. And they got together and put out a record called Dark Night of the Soul. They created, wrote the songs, and have many different singers coming in to perform with them these songs. And it was also a collaboration with David Lynch, the famous director of Eraserhead, and many other things. Blue Velvet, Elephant Man, etc. And he did a book of photographs that was to go along, to be released with the tracks on the album. And due to some sort of dispute between Danger Mouse, the artist Danger Mouse, and the record company EMI, the album has not been able to be released. It was finished, I think, in 2009, but in a sort of ironic twist, it sounds like the record will be coming out this summer. So what actually has been happening is that you can buy the book, and the artists included a blank CD-ROM disc, a recordable CD-ROM disc with the book, so that you can, and they say, use it as you will. Not implying exactly what they want you to do with that blank CD, but I think they were a little pissed off at EMI. But it sounds like they've worked things out, and unfortunately it'll happen after Mark Linkous will be around to enjoy whatever might have come from that release. But the very cool thing is that at NPR.org, that's National Public Radio, you can actually go and hear the entire
Sparkle Horse, Danger Mouse, David Lynch production. And the album's called Dark Night of the Soul. You can hear the whole thing at npr.org. I think they wanted to get the music out there, I guess is the point. So it's available. And the song that we did listen to was the title track to the album, featuring the vocals of David Lynch, no less. He did do, I think he did two tracks on the record. I may be wrong. Singing, I mean, vocalizing. Very nice. Very David Lynch-y. Perfect combination when you think about it. Those three artists being experts at sound, sound production, sound appreciation, mood music, what have you. And we will definitely be checking back a little bit more throughout the show to listen to some more Dark Night of the Soul. There's some great songs, Iggy Pop's on there. A whole bunch of people. We'll get back to that a little bit more with a little more information. And in the background, it's more Mark Linkous. And if you're a regular listener to Radio Obsession, you may have heard this before. We have used this for bed music. This is the In the Fish Tank number 15 project by Concurrent Records, where they throw artists together who may or may not have anything that would be an obvious connection or relationship, and see what happens. Throw them in the fish tank, see what comes out of it. This was Sparkle Horse with Finesse. And they put together this stuff, this great, interesting piece of work. This is number 15 in the series of In the Fish Tank Records. And we'll be listening to that as well. But for the first set, we're going to go back to something that before Mark Linkous decided to end his life. On Radio Obsession, we've been coincidentally featuring one of his great records as Sparkle Horse, Good Morning Spider. This was released in 1999 on Capitol Records. It's a fabulous record, and we had chosen it as one of our Desert Island pick LPs. That's something we do here on Radio Obsession. We've been through a couple of them. We started, our first one was The Damned's Machine Gun Etiquette, because if I can only choose one record and I to listen to, if I were trapped somewhere, that would be it. Another Desert Island pick like that would have been Joy Division, Unknown Pleasures. And then our third Desert Island pick was Sparkle Horse's Good Morning Spider. And we had gotten through, I think, track number 8 on the show. We play a song or two a week and talk about them a little bit and enjoy them, share them with you. So we're going to listen to track number 9 on our Desert Island Pick LP, Good Morning Spider. This is Hey Joe.
Hey Joe. I know exactly what
Come on in. were both standing in your mother's living room, sweating up a storm in that terrible month of June. And the sweat rolled down your cheek and into your mouth. I know this must have been a dream, 'cause your mother would never let me in her house. You are the most beautiful willow. You are the most beautiful. Many years later, in the glassy month of December, I stood with my hands in my pockets, trying to avoid a shiny wedding portrait hanging on that old woman's wall. 'Cause I knew you'd be wearing a smile that'd be too painful to look upon. You are the most beautiful widow. I bet you are the most beautiful widow. I bet you are the most beautiful widow.
Good morning. You're listening to All Independent Radio at NEIALive.com. This is Radio Obsession, the Mark Linkous tribute special. Mark Linkous was an American singer, songwriter, and musician, born September 9th, 1962, and died just a few weeks ago, March 6, 2010, by his own hands, unfortunately. Unfortunate in any case, when someone dies, who is young and has might have had much more to contribute to the world of the arts. Frederick Mark Linkous was born in Arlington, Virginia. His family was largely employed as coal miners. Many of his family, came from a family of three brothers. And Mark Linkous decided to do music instead of coal mining. And he describes himself as a juvenile delinquent as a teenager. I understand that he spent a lot of time smoking marijuana, being a regular teenager in America, of one flavor, you could say. He came from a family where there was a divorce, and he lived with his grandparents for a while. And he did, you know, he did have a history of using alcohol and drugs during high school. He was a member of the 1980s band, the Dancing Hoods, and he moved from Virginia to New York and then back into Los Angeles. And he did a few things. His first album was Viva Dixie Submarine Transmission Plot, which is a total mouthful to say. That was released in 1995. And it was largely involved musicians that played with the band Cracker. Mark Linkous had been a guitar tech and a roadie for them. And he worked with David Lowery to produce one of their big hits, Sick of Goodbyes, which was written by Mark Linkous and is also on Good Morning Spider. But we already played that a couple of shows ago, so we're not playing that today. We did play, however, from Good Morning Spider, the Radio Obsession Desert Island Pick LP of the period. We heard Hey Joe, track number 8, 9, and Come On In. And then we actually did move on to the Viva Dixie Submarine Transmission Plot album to listen to The Most Beautiful Widow in Town. And in the background, we're listening to Sparkle Horse and Finesse from the In the Fish Tank number 15 project that we mentioned before. We're going to come back with a little bit of a more poppy song from Sparkle Horse's first album after these announcements from All Independent Radio.
Today, just not your day. Distress with All Independent Radio. Listen to us live at NEIALive.com. All Independent Radio, webcasting to the world.
Not sure what you want to do with the rest of your life? Well, how about becoming an audio engineer? Almost all the sound we hear has been touched by an engineer. Music, movies, and even TV. The person doing this could be you. And what better place to learn than at the New England Institute of Art? At the New England Institute of Art, you'll learn about audio recording, using audio for video and audio production. You'll receive hands-on training with software and tech that is actually used in the field. When you graduate, you'll be more than prepared to get a job as an engineer or even open your own studio. Look us up on the web today.
I used to spend all my time in class sketching and drawing. I wanted an outlet for my art to be seen and my name to be known. I felt like the only way for that to happen was by tagging on buses and doing graffiti with my friends, which could have gotten me in serious trouble. Thankfully, before my luck ran out, a friend told me about Artists for Humanity. Here I have access to all the materials my heart could desire and mentors for guidance. Artists for Humanity allowed me to express myself the right way. To learn more, visit artistforhumanity.com. Another community reminder from All Independent Radio.
People call you blind, but all you need is an ear.
Are you trying to hear nothing but the best when you're tired and can't relieve the stress off your chest? Tune in and take a rest. All Independent Radio, broadcasting to the world all you really want.
Spell with me. You've got
sun up, my dogs will fade to honeysuckle and clearing shine. She was my black girl, and the fire in my spine. The magnetic waves gave birth, and I was the one who loved you most. But you can't put your arms around that ghost. Some sweet day.
Some Sweet Day by Sparkle Horse, from Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain. And that was Sparkle Horse's third release. Actually, it was their fourth release. I take it back. And on September 21st, 2006, Christian Horde reviewed that album for Rolling Stone. Sparkle Horse's Mark Linkous made his name in the 90s, mixing modest atmospherics and cracked, pretty southern gothic tunes into something otherworldly and sad. It's an approach that has won him fans such as Radiohead, for whom Sparkle Horse opened in 1997, as well as Danger Mouse, who produces a couple of tracks on Linkous' first album in 5 years, the psych rock opener Don't Take My Sunshine Away, and the vaguely electro slow burner Getting It Wrong. Danger Mouse can't help but brighten up his section of the album, but the rest of Light Years is vintage, dreamy, hoarse, seductive through Linkous's cushy narcotic patter can be. His slower songs, including See the Light, feel like they're floating in an ocean of sleepiness. Let's hope Linkous follows the lead of the exceptions here, the fuzzy rocker It's Not So Hard, and Mountains, which sounds like prime Neil Young stuck in a vortex. The opinion of Christian Horde from Rolling Stone. And here, speaking of mountains, is that song from Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain by Sparkle Horse on this Mark Linkous tribute show.
To All Independent Radio on NEIALive.com, broadcasting from Brookline, Boston.
Kiss of skeleton. the stairs, I shut my eyes and killed a cock when the sun came knocking. Oh, to taste the salty oil of your chest and on your eyes when the steam is on the rise. Sleep in the fire with snakes I have sighed to sink or to shine. The nails are all mine.
Good morning. It's 6 minutes after 11 Eastern Standard Time here at Radio Obsession. On all independent radio, you can listen to us webcasting at neialive.com, or you can catch us on iTunes under College University Radio. Look for All Independent Radio and take us with you on your travels. We're smack in the middle of the Mark Linkous tribute special. Mark Linkous is an American songwriter, musician, 47 years old, who killed himself on March 6th this year. And we've been playing a lot of his music, so if you hadn't heard of Mark Linkous before, perhaps you can take a peek into his soul through his music. I don't know, I can't explain it, why people behave the way they do. But there certainly was a lot of pain and, but also joy in a lot of his music. So, you know, I've said this before, it feels a little strange to really get a lot of joy and pleasure out of music that clearly came from someone who was struggling through a lot of pain. But the music still stands by itself. And I know a lot of people enjoyed this music. And there were a lot of people who never heard of Mark Linkous, so we're spreading the word a little bit. So that last set was a little bit on the poppy side, I guess you could call it. We started with... I don't know where we started, actually, because I kind of talked in the middle of there, but I think we had two from Viva Dixie's Submarine Transmission Plot, which was their first record, Sparkle Horse's first record. The Most Beautiful Widow in Town. That came out in 1995, the Viva Dixie Submarine Transmission Plot record. And we also heard Someday I'll Treat You Good. And then from It's a Wonderful Life, we heard Gold Day, another sort of pop hit, with Nina Persson, who is somebody that she's from the Cardigans, and Mark Linkous worked with her quite a bit. I think he produced one of her records. And she is also on the Dark Night of the Soul album that we are going to be playing a little bit more from later. That is the collaboration with Danger Mouse, David Lynch, and Sparkling Horse. But she added her lovely vocalizing, that would be Nina Persson, to Gold Day, a lovely pop hit on It's a Wonderful Life. Then from I Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain, we heard Some Sweet Day. You know what? I think I went way back there. I'm repeating myself, but anyway, in case you're wondering, these are all the albums that Sparkle Horse put out, and we're kind of bouncing around them. We're not going in a specific order. We heard Mountains also from I Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain. And again, going back to It's a Wonderful Life, we heard King of Nails. So, as I said, on Radio Obsession, we like to feature our choice of a Desert Album LP. And the one that we're going through, what we do is we pick an LP that we couldn't live without and we could also wouldn't get sick of if we had to listen to it over and over again, if it were the only thing we had. And one of the choices that we made was Sparkle Horse's Good Morning Spider, and we had been kind of plugging along through those songs one by one. And then we heard the news about Mark Linkous, about his death on March 6th. So we're continuing to appreciate this record, but we're feeling a little sad about it while we play it. But just going back to that record, Sparkle Horse was on tour with Radiohead, and they were supporting, I guess, Viva Dixie. Oh, don't make me say that again. Viva Dixie Submarine Transmission Plot. And they were in England, and Mark Linkous accidentally took too many pills and things and combined some stuff and had a very serious medical incident where he passed out for a long time and cut off the circulation to his legs. And they revived him, but he damaged his legs, became a little bit on the crippled side. Had a lot of medical treatments to get his health back, and he put out, after that, the album Good Morning Spider, which is our Desert Island pick. And he, you know, said that he had written the songs beforehand, but you can't imagine that it wouldn't have been flavored a little bit by his experience, his near-death experience, and his subsequent difficulties with getting his body to work the way he wanted it to. He did say that there was one song written for the nurses at the hospital that took care of him, and that would be song number 3, Saint Mary. But right now, we're going to play track number 11 from our Desert Island pick, and that would be Maria's Little Elbows.
Got an elbow full of lonely. Independent Radio, where we are bringing you the hottest and most exclusive music on the web. So don't look any further. We are at NEIALive.com and also iTunes, so keep it locked and don't move.
That was Maria's Little Elbows from Sparkle Horse's Good Morning Spider, our Desert Island pick here on Radio Obsession at All Independent Radio, NEIALive.com. And the story of how that record came out and what happened to Mark Linkous got a lot of publicity about how he had injured himself and almost died. And this is what, you know, Mark Linkous had to say about that. I got very weary talking about that. From now on, I tell people that it was an elaborate marketing scam. But it did. Who knows how it impacted him? I guess I can imagine it would get tiring talking about it. But it obviously impacted his music. And this is what he had to say about It's a Wonderful Life. We played a couple of songs from that. And I know I'm mixing it all up for you, but I'm not keeping it in chronological order. So I apologize for the confusion that I am causing. But I'm an appreciator, not a expert on Mark Linkous. Let's just say that. And we're listening to Sparkle Horse a.k.a. Mark Linkus, and Finesse in the background from the Concurrent Records project in the Fish Tank number 15, where these two artists were thrown together. And Concurrent said, hey, could you come up with something? We'll put a record out with it. And this is what they did. So it's pretty great stuff. And we're listening to it in our background. But this is what Mark Linkus had to say about It's a Wonderful Life, which was his record that came out in 2001. The mood is, I don't know, similar to Lou Reed's Berlin or Smog's Red Apple Falls. The two rock songs on it are intentionally too abrasive for American radio, and the instrumentation of the pop songs are with mellotrons and French horns instead of guitars. If I'm going to contribute to modern rock, it has to be in an interesting manner. There is the balance of new and well-worn in it, in that there are sounds originating from a laptop right in there with a string quartet that was recorded with a microphone that I found at the landfill. It makes everything sound like it was recorded in the hull of a sinking ship a long time ago. And on that record, It's a Wonderful Life, Mark Linkus had brought Tom Waits. I was going to say Tom Harvey. P.J. Waits and Tom Harvey? No. How about P.J. Harvey and Tom Waits to do some work on that record? And I guess that was new at the time for him to collaborate with Tom Waits, that, you know, and with people like Tom Waits. And right now, we're going to get back to something we were talking about a little bit earlier. The Dark Night of the Soul project, which was a book and record that was released in 2009 with no record, even though the record was created as the main part of this project. EMI sort of prevented it from being released, but it should be coming out this summer. And if you want to listen to it in the meantime, you can go to npr.org. Give a shout out to National Public Radio for being the conduit for this great music. And Dark Night of the Soul is a collaboration between Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse and David Lynch, the famous movie director. David Lynch took a whole bunch of photographs and created a book that was to accompany these pieces of music that were written by Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse together, and they brought in different singers to interpret the songs and play them and sing them and however you want to be part of the project, I guess you could say. And right now, we're going to go to a catchy little number that features Julian Casablancas of The Strokes. And this song is called Little Girl.
Addicted people used to make you think they are smart. It's confidence when actually they're lost in the dark. Only someone with the mind of a child says will grow up. The seven and the evidence, your life will show up. It's nice to be loved, it can never happen too late. I wanna share my food, but you have stolen my plate. Because I'm ignorant.
Shiny people stink. Pretty creepy, pretty funny.
listening to Radio Obsession, Sundays 10 to noon on NEIALive.com.
Lying in the yard, wanting it to be natural love.
Hello. Welcome back to Radio Obsession and the Mark Linkous Tribute Special. Mark Linkous being an American musician who recently passed away this month. And he's a big favorite here at Radio Obsession, which you can hear Sundays 10 to noon on All Independent Radio, webcasting from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Massachusetts. Sounds like the record's stuck, but it's really not. We're listening to Ferenz in the background. Ferenz? What is that all about? Sparkle Horse and Ferenz from In the Fish Tank, number 15. This particular track is called "In North Carolina Bongo Buddy." But before that, we heard a few things from the Dark Night of the Soul compilation, which is, at this point, a bunch of songs you can hear at npr.org, but it's an album that was put out, trying to be released by Danger Mouse Sparkle Horse to accompany a book of photographs by David Lynch, a limited edition art book with 100 plus pages of original photographs by celebrated film director David Lynch. Of course, EMI Records, as I mentioned, had put a block on the release of this LP, which was ready sometime in 2009. So you've been able to get the book since then, but the songs have been unpurchasable. However, you can listen to them for free at npr.org, which is very cool. National Public Radio doing that service. This is a project that features the music written by Danger Mouse and Sparkle Horse and a lot of singers, including James Mercer of the Shins, who we just heard doing a song called Insane Lullaby. We had the Flaming Lips involved, Gruff Reese of Super Furry Animals, Jason Lytle of Granddaddy, and he did the song Every Time I'm With You, which we also heard. Iggy Pop is on here. We heard his song called Pain, rocking little number, and we started off with Little Girl with vocals by Julian Casablancas of The Strokes. You can also hear Frank Black on here from the Pixies, Nina Persson of the Cardigans. We mentioned her before. She had worked with Mark Linkous, and I guess during a period when he had taken some time off from doing his own music, he was keeping not too busy, as he put it, producing her record and hanging out in North Carolina at the time. But he had been getting things back together and was moving his studio, I think, his recording studio. Things seemed like they were going in a forward direction, but they took a turn for the worse when he suddenly decided to kill himself on March 6th, which he unfortunately did in a rather drastic way. We won't go into those details, but it's too bad. That's all I can say. As someone who really appreciated his music and his creative output and was looking forward to hearing more in the future. So this album, which, as I said, was having some legal problems getting released, has been available, and it's a little interesting. There are two ways you can get Dark Night of the Soul. People putting it out have done is put a blank CDR in there, and they tell you, you know, we don't know what you're going to do with this, but... And it says, oh yeah, here's the direct quote. This is what you can find on the CDR if you purchase the book. For legal reasons, enclosed CDR contains no music. Use it as you will. And they did release a limited edition art book, as I mentioned. There were 5,000 copies printed, and each one is hand numbered, and it comes with a poster and the blank CDR. Then also, I guess you can purchase the poster and CDR separately as a separate package. And you can go to their website. I will get that website for you. I think it's just DNOS, but I'll check it out. I will get that for you, and I will tell you where you can find that. Certainly you can Google it, but if you would like me to tell you the exact website, stay tuned. Starting up our background music again. Anyhow, I think what we will do is play one more song from Dark Night of the Soul. And I thought it would be cool to hear another one with vocals by the inimitable David Lynch. And here it is, Star Eyes, I Can Catch It.
But it would not die.
Thank you.
12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to Radio Obsession here at All Independent Radio, webcasting from the New England Institute of Art in Brookline, Boston, Massachusetts. It's actually Brookline, Massachusetts, which is right smack dab next to Boston. For those of you who are not in the area and are curious where Brookline is, we're winding down our tribute to Mark Linkous, an American singer, songwriter, and musician, best known as the leader of Sparkle Horse, known also for collaborating with lots of artists, including Tom Waits, PJ Harvey, Flaming Lips, Daniel Johnston, Radiohead, Nina Persson from the Cardigans, David Lynch, Danger Mouse, many, many others. Mark Linkous was born in 1962 in Virginia to a family of coal miners, and he sadly left the planet March 6th, 2010. So we've been featuring his music and creative insights. Mostly the music, though. It's interesting hearing what he had to say about what he was doing. He didn't like the sound of his voice, so he put those effects on it that created the otherworldly sounds that you get to know and love. We're listening to some of his stuff in the background, his collaboration with Finesse. I keep saying Finesse. And definitely some inter-outer space influences. So Mark Linkous had started off after graduating from high school in the early 80s. He moved to New York from Virginia and founded the band The Dancing Hoods, which was appreciated by such cool bands as The Replacements and The Del Fuegos. They put out a couple of records, which got some college airplay, and even one of their songs, Babies Got Rockets, was a college radio hit, and the video was played on MTV's 120 Minutes program. But they moved to Los Angeles and then broke up. So Mark Linkous moved back to Virginia and started Sparkle Horse. And they came out with their first album, Viva Dixie Submarine Transmission Plot, in 1995. But he did work before that with David Lowery from Cracker. And various people have come and gone in the band Sparkle Horse, but it's really Mark Linkous' thing. So I kind of think of them as interchangeable. Mark Linkous is Sparkle Horse, perhaps. And we already mentioned that while he was touring, opening for Radiohead in 1996, he overdosed on antidepressants and other substances and lost consciousness and collapsed with his legs pinned under him, and that caused all kinds of problems when he was revived. Because he had stayed there for a very long time and it really impacted the circulation to his legs and affected his use of his legs for the rest of his life. 1999, he put out the Good Morning Spider record, which is the Desert Island LP choice of Radio Obsession. And we've been working our way through the songs on that record. In 2001, after taking a little hiatus, Sparkle Horse released It's a Wonderful Life, and we just heard the title track to that. Tom Waits, PJ Harvey, John Parrish, Nina Persson, Vic Chestnut, and Dave Friedman all contributed to that record. It's a Wonderful Life. In 2006, we had Dreamt for Light Years in the Belly of a Mountain. That was the record that Mark Linkous's Sparkle Horse came out. And I guess the last big thing they were working on, although I guess I've heard that there might be some unreleased Sparkle Horse stuff out there, but Dark Night of the Soul, which is the collaboration between Danger Mouse, Mark Linkous, and David Lynch. And we've been playing a bunch of stuff from that. You can hear those songs on NPR.org, even though it's not commercially available yet, due to a conflict with EMI Records. The good news is that it sounds like the record's going to be released sometime this summer in 2010. Too late for Mark Linkous, but not too late for us. And we did hear a song from that project that featured the vocals of Nina Persson from the Cardigans and Mark Linkous singing together on a lovely song called Daddy's Gone. So many people were very sad to hear about the passing of Mark Linkous. I'll just read you a couple of the tributes that were quoted. Some of these came from tweets. I think the one from Metric was a tweet. Back in New York City, don't care about the Oscars, thinking only of our latest loss too soon, Mark Linkous. Listening to Sparkle Horse and saying dot, dot, dot. Counting Crows commented, my friend St. John just called and told me that Mark Linkous shot himself. Sparkle Horse was one of the best bands I ever heard. Saturday is his most beautiful song. He died yesterday. I'm putting on some headphones. R.I.P. Mark. Kristen Hirsch, just found out about Mark Linkous. So, so sad. Christian Finez, who we are listening to right now, said, it was with joy and pride that I had the honor to work with Mark. I can't describe how much I will miss him, but I am comforted in the knowledge that he has found peace. And Radiohead's Colin Greenwood said, I was very sad to hear the news that Mark Linkous has died. He and his band toured with us in Europe at the start of OK Computer, and they were great every night. His first two records were very important to me, and I carried his music from the tour into my life and my friends' lives, too. He was softly spoken, with an Old South courtesy I hadn't heard before. He introduced me to Daniel Johnston's music and the West Virginian writing of Pinckney Benedict. Mark wrote and played some beautiful music, and we're lucky to have it. Rest in peace. And from the Linkous family, if you go to the Sparkle Horse website, you'll see this quoted right on the front page. It is with great sadness that we share the news that our dear friend and family member, Mark Linkous, took his own life today. We are thankful for his time with us and will hold him forever in our hearts. May his journey be peaceful, happy, and free. There's a heaven and there's a star for you. March 6, 2010. And with those thoughts, which I wholeheartedly embrace, we are going to end the show, which is our tribute to the lovely and talented Mark Linkous of Sparkle Horse. And we wish his spirit peace wherever it may be. And I'm going to leave you with one of his bigger hits, at least when it was done by Cracker. This is off of our Desert Island Pick LP, Good Morning Spider. A song that he co-wrote with Dave Lowery of Cracker. Here is Sick of Goodbyes. Have a good week, and we'll be back next Sunday at 10 to bring you another show. No theme this time, just some great music probably. Have a good week.
Listening to All Independent Radio. Check us out at iTunes, College Radio, or on the web at NEIALive.com.